Dave Carroll, KB. Last October, my brothers treated my sister and me to the Wonder Bread years in celebration of our birthdays. We were dancing at our seats to the oldies music that was being played and having a great time. I turned around, and right behind my seat was a sound mixing board with a very handsome man sitting behind it, and I said, hi. With laughter in his eyes, he said, well, hello there. By the end of the show, we exchanged phone numbers. Rick called me the next day, Sunday. We went out Monday, and we will be married this coming October.
How nice is that?
Thank you, John McGivern. Not only did I love your show, but I met the man of my dreams. Love the morning show. Thanks for listening, Sue.
You know Rick?
I know Rick. He's done this three times now. This is the third gal. They're never going to get married. He's lying. No, that is really great.
Yeah, isn't that
he's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
That's so
congratulations.
Cool.
I saw her.
Yeah.
I saw her a week later. She came in and they said that they had met at the show. And I was like, come on. And they were acting real kind of amorous.
Real chummy?
Uh-huh.
Left this house yet?
New love.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Congratulations, you guys.
So how are you, you know, is everything, obviously the holidays were good. New Year's resolutions, did you have some?
I have, you know me.
Uh-huh.
And can you guess? I wrote a little something about New Year's resolutions, which if you'd love to hear it, I'd love to hear it. Do you make New Year's resolutions, any of you?
Yes.
KB, have you?
No, I don't really make any resolutions. I just kind of always pledge to myself to try to be a better person.
I'm doing really well this year.
You know?
A better person.
Yeah.
I should think of that. Because that's hard. Have you been successful in keeping those resolutions?
I don't know.
You have. Good. The most popular resolutions are losing weight and quitting smoking. Okay. On January 5th, 1990, I made a resolution to quit drinking. It'll be 18 years since I've had a drink.
Awesome.
On December 31st, 1999, I made a resolution to quit smoking. It's been over 8 years since I've had a cigarette.
Wow.
This year I made a resolution to lose weight.
Two out of three ain't bad.
I thought I would start on the first. But seeing that the first is like a holiday, I decided I would begin on the second. Okay, I started on the second with every intention of beginning the process of losing 20 pounds. Okay, the day ended at Crawdaddy's restaurant eating 2 pounds of ribs and a slice of key lime pie.
Mm-hmm.
2 pounds of ribs at a place where I could have had a great piece of broiled fish. Not a good start. Some might call it self-sabotaging. So I started again. Okay. It has been since the second, and to be honest with you, I'm incredibly hungry. What I want to do is leave here today and stop at the Metro Market for 2 white frosted Long Johns with chocolate sprinkles. That's all I really want to do. That's all I've wanted to do since the second. I won't do that. Why? Why? Because I need to give this resolution a chance. I need to eat well and spend some time being active today so that tomorrow will be a little easier. After a couple weeks or so, I'm hoping I can button my pants without having to suck in my gut and take the ring off my finger without having to soap up my hand. Okay, I am working so healthy food and exercise become a part of my everyday life, and the 20 pounds I am looking to lose will be lost forever. You see, the truth is, I know these 20 pounds. They've been on, they've been off, they've been lost, they've been found. Maybe 2008 will be the year I look back on and remember how successful I was at keeping my New Year's resolution. Or maybe not, because the truth is, I'm really hungry. But I've done well since the second.
That's awesome.
I've been very good.
That's very, very good.
In fact, I do different, you've heard me. I do different programs. I do different diets. Mm-hmm. I do different. So this year, I've gone back. You know, I've done Jenny Craig. I've done that diet where you only eat meat.
Right.
You know, where
the Atkins thing.
15 pounds of sausage for breakfast, and then you have a pork loin for lunch, and then you have a big tenderloin for dinner, and you lose weight, and then you have a cracker, and you gain 12 pounds. Yeah. It's like this is wrong. So this year I went back to a program that I've done before, and that is Weight Watchers.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing Weight Watchers.
So you're counting points and stuff. You're doing the point thing.
I am. I'm doing Wednesday at noon meetings at the Bradley Center.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're at the Bradley Center.
There's that many people?
I'm like, wow. There's a lot of big people here. It's down in their VIP club or something.
Sure.
Which is so kind of weird because I went to my first one last week because I got an email from somebody from the Bradley Center who said, hey, John, I heard that you're looking to lose weight, so why don't you come to Weight Watchers? And I've done it before, and, you know, I don't mind counting the points. And come to the Bradley Center. So I went, well, we're the Bradley Center, but there's like – it's in the snack club. It's like, oh, my God, are we going to have chips? Because there's all these snacks, and you can smell hot dogs, and it's like, this is wrong.
Wow. So maybe if you get through the meeting.
You're doing well.
You're doing well. Yeah. You know, that's just like, that's the start of a good week.
See, I couldn't go to one of those support groups like that.
You couldn't?
You know, for like, because for weight loss, because I would look around, and I would see people, and I would go, oh, I'm not nearly as bad as you. Yeah. See, I'm out of here.
I'm going to go have a pizza.
Exactly. That's how shallow I am,
yeah.
You know.
It's you just like, start relating it
oh,
to
look
people.
At you.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you. Oh, I'm a
I got
whale.
A ways to go to get to I'm, you. So, yeah, look at that over there.
I'm going to go get some cream-based soup.